With most kids heading back to class now, I'm reminded of a goofy film from the 90s called Ernest Goes to School, as well as other Jim Varney comedies, especially Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Rides Again, and Ernest Scared Stupid. Mike Judge, who brought forth the great goofiness of Beavis and Butthead, Office Space, and more currently TV's King of the Hill, sticks us with a new Labor Day comedy much in the Jim Varney vein called Extract. As you can hear, extract in this case is pronounced with the stress on the first syllable, so you know right away it's not used as a verb in the title to imply, say, a trashy romance between a dentist and his oral hygienist. Jason Bateman has the lead as Joel, a really nice entrepreneurial kind of guy with labor problems at his extract factory in Anytown, USA. For further clarification on the word extract, let me just say extract as in flavors, like vanilla, root beer, and lemon. Joel is also having issues at home in the bedroom with his wife Susie, played by Kristen Wiig. Seems most of the time Susie's too tired to even pull the string on her sweatpants. Joel loves his wife and is upset about the dry spell at home, which causes him to notice a curvy new employee at his extract factory. She's Cindy, played by Mila Kunis. You get to know up front in the movie that Cindy has sticky fingers. Ben Affleck plays Dean, who tends bar at the local Marriott. Being the professional he is, Dean's the guy Joel tells his troubles to. Dean suggests Joel acquire the services of Dean's buddy Brad, played by Dustin Milligan. Dean touts Brad as a gigolo. I guess that makes Dean more than just a bartender. In all his wisdom, Dean maintains if Brad can seduce Susie, then Joel should have a clear conscience if he, Joel, scores with Cindy. As you can tell, this is a complex love story. Surrounding these characters are supporting players cast in familiar roles similar to those we've grown accustomed to on Mike Judge's successful King of the Hill TV series. But there just isn't a plump little Bobby Hill kind of kid in the movie who goes to Tom Landry Junior High. We do have Step, though. He's played by Clifton Collins Jr. Step wants Joel to promote him to floor manager at the extract business, but problems develop when Step loses one of his testicles in an accident that occurs on the factory work line. Better look out for a big lawsuit to be brought by Step's oily lawyer, Joe, and who could play this part better than Family Jewels guy Gene Simmons? Other odd people floating around Joel's extract factory may cause you to think about King of the Hill characters like Hank, Bill, Dave, John Redcorn, or even the irrepressible and articulate Boomhauer. But all the young ladies in Judge's movie look like they just came out of an MTV studio. That must be why Bateman and Affleck are in it. Otherwise, Judge may have made his movie more entertaining with guys in it whose persona is more in sync with Jim Varney's. I'm thinking that Judge, who also wrote the script, was asked by a studio focus group to keep the picture reminiscent of King of the Hill, but make it a date movie, too. Sort of. Although sex play is implied in extract, there's nary a scene of such in the movie, but don't worry, there are lots of four-letter words of various lengths employed throughout the film. Some of them are cleverly delivered when the mouth of the actor saying them isn't directly in the shot. That makes it easy to loop the voice track and alter the word, making it okay for the children when they watch extract on the TV. Now if they could only cut out the parts where Dean gives Joel a horse tranquilizer, and later some heavy metal dude gets him stoned using the world's biggest bong. A bit of Judge's humor is at the expense of Latinos. The employee at the factory having difficulties performing his duties is Hector, played by Javier Gutierrez. Hector is also suspected of snatching other folks' personal items at the plant. Judge slips out of that one nicely with Joel proving Hector is not the culprit, but lovely Cindy with her sticky fingers instead. Judge did get loads of laughs in the crowd I was in, though, while Hector is under suspicion and about to be fired. Another annoying thing for me is Cindy's character. She's a thief and always on the scam. Quite plainly, Cindy's a sinner, I guess some might say. Considering how physically endowed Mila Kunis is, I kept wondering why, instead of working the line at Joel's mundane extract factory, Cindy isn't turning tricks at the Tom Landry Country Club. but I want to be as generous as possible with this latest Judge flick, so on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm compelled to give Extract at least, 8.5 Boomhauers. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.